Well, we've covered so much, haven't we, in our series of pocket-sized podcasts over the last, well, we're into the third year now of Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice. Every single day, advice and tips to help you get just that. Everything from what hydration to phonation and intonation and projection and all sorts of things in between. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Follow me on Twitter, where I'm Tweeter Stewart, TWWETERSTEWART. Thanks for the loan of your ears today. We're talking about your laryngeal muscles today. Not necessarily the vocal folds themselves, but how they are held in place and what else around your top of your chest, your shoulders and your throat help your larynx actually work. There are around 27 muscles in and around the larynx. 15 of these are outside the larynx and hold it in position in the neck. 12 are essential with a direct action on the vocal folds in their lengthening and shortening, their tension and relaxation, thinning and thickening. These laryngeal muscles are intimately connected to the muscles, as I say, of the neck and the shoulders and upper chest and back. The tension of all of these muscles is influenced by how we're feeling, both physically and emotionally, and they affect the function and sometimes the structure of the vocal folds. We need enough tension for a strong, healthy voice, but not so much that the voice becomes strained and constricted. So the muscles around the larynx are intricate. They need delicate movement to work. And you need to avoid the other muscles around it, like in the neck. And they're huge. If you've ever been in a car accident and had whiplash, you'll know how debilitating that is. And you've got to avoid them getting tense. And that's why exercises are so important in getting a better voice. Moving and stretching to both relax and strengthen the appropriate muscles. So tomorrow, we're looking at tension and relaxation as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.